Wiggly Jiggly World, written and read by Cassandra Kelvin.
There on a roof sat a wiggly worm, a wiggly, jiggly, wriggly worm. He slid down the drain pipe and into the grass, where he wiggled and jiggled, but not very fast. He was looking for food to fill up his tummy. A juicy apple would be deliciously yummy. The grass was thick and ever so long, but the worm was tiny and not very strong. "I wish I was different," he said with a sigh. Flopping flat on the floor, he tried not to cry. Wiggling and jiggling is just too slow when you're hungry and have places to go. As he lay still on the ground, not moving an inch, not making a sound, a bright blue butterfly fluttered by. "I wish I had wings so that I could fly. I could choose a beautiful flower and drink its nectar that's sweet, not sour. I could soar over fields and the deep blue sea or perch on the branch of a very tall tree." The worm dreamt of how it would be to have some wings and feel wonderfully free. But as he lay still on the ground, not moving an inch, not making a sound, a wet slimy frog leapt through the sky. "I wish I had legs so I could jump up high. Whilst watching the world go by, I could leap in the air to catch a fly. I'd travel so far with nothing in my way, over great mountains of huge stacks of hay." The worm dreamt of how it would be to have some legs and feel wonderfully free. But as he lay still on the ground, not moving an inch, not making a sound, a furry brown mouse scuttled past. "I wish I was bigger to move that fast. From dawn till dusk, I could forage away. With so much choice, I could eat all day. I could run up a hill or chase after a ball, race along the river and be home by nightfall." The worm dreamt of how it would be to be much bigger and feel wonderfully free. But as he lay still on the ground, not moving an inch, not making a sound, he saw the mouse, the butterfly and the wet slimy frog all perched on the side of a nearby log. The mouse looked up. "Little worm, you look sad. Surely things can't be quite that bad. I wish I had legs so I could jump up high, or brightly coloured wings so that I could fly. If I was bigger, I could race around and not be so slow sliding along the ground." The frog croaked, "But we know what you can do. We wish we could wiggle just like you." The worm was intrigued. "Please tell me more." The butterfly began. "Think of where you explore. You can wiggle your way through the tiniest space or hide from others without leaving a trace. You can wiggle and jiggle your way underground, through the earth where your food can be found. And when you get tired, you just stop and rest. Being a worm really is the best. I may be slow and I might not race, but I'm proud to be a worm," he said with a smile on his face. "Thank you so much for making me see that it's great being a worm, just like me." So he wiggled and jiggled and giggled his way through the green stalks for the rest of the day.
Look out for the next Wiggly Jiggly Worm story coming soon.